This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The UN Special Envoy on Sudan acknowledged Tuesday that a U.S. brokered ceasefire in Sudan appears to be partially holding, but there is no sign the warring parties are ready to seriously negotiate. Here's Volker Perthes.
There is yet no unequivocal sign that either is ready to seriously negotiate, suggesting that both think that securing a military victory over the other is possible. This is a miscalculation.
Meanwhile, on Wednesday, the military said Sudan's former autocratic ruler, Omar al-Bashir, was being held in a military-run hospital, giving its first official statement on his location since the fighting erupted. A senior U.S. official says their intelligence has confirmed with, quote, high confidence, end quote, that the Islamic State militant who spearheaded the August 2021 suicide bombing at Kabul Airport has been killed. That left 13 U.S. troops and about 170 Afghans dead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Late Tuesday night, Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Patrick Ryder issued a statement confirming that the plotter had been killed by the Taliban. Ryder added the U.S. was not involved in this operation. Over the weekend, the U.S. military had begun to inform the parents of the 11 Marines, the sailor and the soldier who were killed in the blast, and they shared the information in a private group messaging chat. In a phone call with the AP, Darren Hoover, the father of one of the Marines, said the death of one of his son's killers brings little comfort. What happens is not going to bring Taylor back, and I understand that, Hoover says. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. The head of Russia's private Wagner militia, Yevgeny Prigozhin, said Ukraine was preparing for an inevitable counteroffensive and was sending well-prepared units to the devastated eastern city of Bakhmut for many months, the focal point of fighting. In a combative audio message posted on his Telegram channel, Prigozhin also renewed his criticism of Russia's security establishment, saying there was a betrayal going on inside Russia as he lambasted the defense ministry for not sending much-needed shipments of ammunition to his fighters. The Kremlin on Wednesday said Moscow's move to take temporary control of the assets of Finnish energy group Fortum and its former German subsidiary Uniper was in retaliation for what it called the illegal seizure of Russian assets abroad. President Vladimir Putin's late on Tuesday signed a decree establishing temporary control of the Russian assets of the two European state-owned energy firms. Chief U.S. Justice John Roberts has said no thanks to an invitation from the Senate Judiciary Committee to testify at a hearing next week on ethical standards at the Supreme Court. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin invited Roberts' testimony after ProPublica detailed a close relationship between Justice Clarence Thomas and a conservative donor. In a letter to Durbin, Roberts said he would respectfully decline the committee's request, describing such testimony as exceedingly rare, noting separation of powers concerns and the importance of preserving judicial independence. He instead provided the panel with a statement of ethics signed by all nine justices. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders says he'll endorse President Joe Biden. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
Senator Bernie Sanders says he is foregoing another presidential bid of his own and endorsing President Joe Biden's re-election. The leading progressive was Biden's chief rival in the 2020 Democratic presidential primary. Shortly after Biden's re-election announcement, Sanders said that he would do everything he could to see that Biden is re-elected. Sanders says Democrats should unite behind Biden to prevent another Donald Trump or some other right-wing demagogue from seizing the White House. Sanders also discouraged any other high-profile progressive candidate from running against Biden. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Japan's public safety chief has come under fire for his remarks that he enjoyed eel rice so much that he kept eating after his agency informed him of Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's narrow escape from a pipe bomb attack 2 weeks ago. The chair of the National Public Safety Commission for Kishida's cabinet made the comment at a governing party gathering Tuesday. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.